This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I got a rather concerning email a little while ago from my next guest. About the Also Foundation. Now, I have to say in the past, I have been a bit of a critic of the Also Foundation. My basic criticism of it is I don't know what it's for, and I don't know what it does. And despite numerous attempts to get answers to those questions, the answers have never really quite satisfied me. But my next guest has a number of things to say about Also, which I found quite concerning. Now, we will be talking to the president of the Also Foundation later on in the program, so you're going to get the other side of the story as well. But please, welcome now Jeff Richards. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for the opportunity, and hi to all the Joy listeners. I am an occasional listener, particularly in the vehicle.
Right. Now, you used to be on the Also Care Committee, didn't you?
My word. The very first one in September 1987 was when the first meeting was there to establish the Also Care and Benevolence Society, and a pity it didn't continue to do those good works.
And you've been involved with Also since, on and off, haven't you?
Yes. I was disgusted at one stage and pulled out for a year or so and walked away, but I've retained membership.
Okay, so now you sent this message to everybody. Part of it was printed in the gay press last week, and there's a couple of letters too again this week on the subject, in which you make some claims about the solvency of the Also Foundation. Can you explain what that's all about?
It's very easy for the Also Foundation to be solvent, Doug. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even need smoke and mirrors. Because there is an Also Care and Benevolence Society, there are two organisations.
Right.
And the Also Care and Benevolence Society was the one where bequests came into.
Right.
And where charitable gifts come to because of income tax requirements.
Right.
Those two, and they have to have a fund for the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But the bequests just go into the general income of the Also Care and Benevolence Society. I'll use just Also Care for short in future.
Yep.
Now, from those, then their bequest testator can say what they like and what it should be given for.
Right. Now, you said Also Care and Benevolence Society was, what was that originally founded for?
There were a number of objectives for that, and perhaps the first one is the overarching one of developing health education, well-being of people, especially gay men and women, and you'd have to say especially because you can't discriminate, don't you?
Yes, of course.
And particularly including the provision and supporting of the elderly and or infirm. Now, that was the main one, the very first one there.
Right.
It went on to talk about AIDS, and it went on to talk about floating and domiciliary care, and finished with the provision of hostel, special accommodation and nursing homes.
Yeah, that's the bit I always knew about. That there, I think the late Adam Stobbs once said to me, I bought a brick in their care home. I still haven't seen it.
Dead right there. And I'm sorry, Adam, if you're listening up there.
So the money was presumably left by people who wanted to further this particular set of objectives, in particular the care of the elderly and infirm GLBTIQ community.
Over $1 million was subsequently given by a number of estates. Running up to the year 2002 or 2003. Some of those, the bulk, did say general purposes for
right.
Also. About 300,000, half a million perhaps, because I don't know them all, Doug,
mm-hmm.
Specified for domiciliary accommodation or assistance for the older aged person.
Right.
And That's been plundered too, and I use that word because that's a descriptive word of what's been taken from there by past people to use to fund also foundation. Hence your first question, you can make also foundation have a profit or a loss any way you want. All you have to do is charge also care with exorbitant management fees, rent and management charges.
Okay, but we ought to stress here there's nothing illegal about any of this.
Not at all.
This is all perfectly above board. It's perfectly legal. It's down there in the accounts. You can see what's been done. But what, therefore, do we know how much money is currently left in the Also Care Benevolent Fund?
Of course, you've got the annual reports, which show roughly about $1 million of assets there. Mm-hmm. What's in each fund? The answer's no, despite the fact that they're supposed to report each year on that. There's a gift fund, there's a requirement in the articles for that, and there's a requirement by the taxation people. I will be asking them to provide that report this time in accordance with their articles.
Now, what is the difference, therefore, between the Also Foundation and the Also Care Benevolent Fund? The Also Foundation is just an offshoot of the fund, isn't it?
No, it was set up the other way around.
Right.
I think you're testing my memory now, Doug. Also, Foundation was in existence, and I think the 87, in fact, I'm sure Also Foundation was a couple of years earlier.
Right.
Now, then Care was established when those 12 or so far-reaching individuals set up the Also Care, and they could look ahead and they could see that the older gay men, mm-hmm. and at that time mostly it was men, but of course now it's men and women, they could see what was coming. Mm. And my goodness, it's arrived for me, Doug. I'm now searching with my colleague to find special accommodation or residential accommodation for him. We had to search by ourselves. Not one dot of care and assistance, referral, came from Also. The very thing which these 12 people initially had set out to establish.
So what's the Also Foundation done with the money then?
I'd like to say spent on paper clips, but that's being a bit broad with the issue, Doug. But not far from the truth, salaries and paper clips, keeping alive probably is a better description.
So all that this money has done, according to you, is sat there, it's earned interest, and it's paid to keep the organisation going, but the organisation itself has not done what it was set up to do. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct in that field. It certainly hasn't helped in activities for the older gay person. Flavour of the month stuff seems to be common with Also Foundation. I'm perhaps being a bit harsh there because, of course, you're also chasing whatever funding is available from different authorities.
Sure. And I mean, no one, I think, would begrudge money that had been spent, for example, on AIDS-related issues.
No, but initially, that's why we backed off. From the initial establishment, AIDS was in part of its peak then, and so looking after the aged male, we backed off and said, okay, let's deal with the AIDS thing first.
Because it was an emergency at that point, and nobody was really doing anything much, were they?
No, but very shortly, other issues came up, and it was quite clear that you had separate bodies dealing with that, and they could have returned to the original concept. Where it got off the track was they thought that bequest had to actually build a home, and therefore that would only satisfy four or five people in the home. That's ridiculous, and you don't have to get up very early in the morning to figure out that all you needed was to arrange for various places to be accepting of the gay community. And that's what Val's Cafe is talking about now, yet to see the bottom line there, but that's finally on track.
Yeah, and also I seem to remember the previous CEO of the Also Foundation, Lynn Morgane, I seem to remember talking to her about training materials for people working in aged care to make them aware of the needs of GLBTIQ residents? Did anything happen there?
I believe that's the case, but if you go to the ALSO website, you can see a referral to some toolkit documents from Toronto. Mm-hmm. And that's all that I know of, but I haven't been invited. I don't know that the general public has, or I've misunderstood. I haven't been invited to anything at that Bell's Cafe. I think it's heading in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line for me, with looking for my partner for accommodation after all these years...
You weren't getting any help from the ALSO Foundation, which was supposed to be set up to do that.
The very thing. Sure, they've done three bits of research on... gay issues and gay men, very good validated research. And yet this year we had another one for ALSO Foundation. We'll probably hear the results of that. Jason will tell you there, and I'm sure he'll tell you that it's been properly validated and that it would stand up to the criteria of a doctorate as the earlier pieces of research were. I would doubt that, but I hope that they're not basing that strategic direction for the next 5 years on this bit of research that's just been done.
Okay, so it's been an awful long time since ALSO was set up. It's got, according to you, it went off track and never got back on again. Because of your experiences in trying to find accommodation for yourself and your partner now, this has kind of galvanized you to try and do something about this.
Yes, it made me extremely bitter.
So what are you doing about it? You're standing for election to the ALSO board?
Not just me. There are three of us. A small group of four have been together, and to give due credit to Jason and his group, they've met with us a couple of times. But I get the impression, Doug, that if Joe Bajelke Peterson was alive, that's how we'd be treated, the chooks in the farmyard. Mm. And that's about the much attention as we've got. Patronised, I suppose, is the
You're feeling the word patronized. For it.
And nothing actually has changed. Transparency is the thing. You're wanting to know where that ALSO Care and Benevolent Fund money went. Mm-hmm. You ask, and no response to that. There's an absolute lack of transparency. I illustrate with the opportunity shop. I defy you to figure out whether that's running at a loss or profit according to the results that are shown. And I'm an accountant and a CPA, and I still can't figure that out, Doug. And that's what's lacking in the organisation. You ask them about this latest $900,000 budget that they're talking about floating for the coming year. That's about twice what they've talked about before. First thing is, they better all hope that the Labor Party's going to get back at the weekend. So all you people out there that are going to vote, think about this, because almost half of it is a money pot of promised gold. And this is a budget 5 months into the year. It would be nice if you could check with Jason just how they're running in that budget, because, of course, halfway in they'd know whether they've got $964,771 of income on track. Hmm. I'd be staggered, because we've tried to ask them that before, how they've gone according to budget, and got a patronising answer.
Well, I've got a message here. If ALSO budgets for $950,000 income but misses its target again, how much additional loss from ALSO Care is acceptable?
Well, they haven't got that much left there. It would be under $1 million. And as I say, you can transfer that across by upping the management fees. But what are they managing? A cupboard in which the bequests are sitting in? What is the rent for managing some bequests there? It's ridiculous, those sorts of charges. Any fund manager out there in the community would manage $1 million for far less than as being taken out by ALSO Foundation. It's just a matter of them balancing their budget so that it looks nice.
Right, but there is still that big pot of money sitting there in the ALSO Care Fund, yeah?
There's assets showing there in any balance sheets. You'll right. see assets are there.
Which is cash assets? Or
I don't know. They it would have been nice if I'd got the figures for this year's reports. I haven't yet, and I'm a member. I suppose they're out there somewhere in the mail or whatever. That's the best I can hope.
They turned up in my pigeonhole last night.
You might have got an advance copy then. 3 or 4 days before a meeting isn't enough time to dissect.
So because the meeting is on Tuesday, isn't
it? Yes. I'm sorry I can't answer you fully on that. It would be nice to know. But my guesstimate is that they'll be running down the reserves this year if they don't get that pot of gold from the government. Fancy budgeting on a promise, on an election promise, and upping the income to that extent.
So are these figures assuming, because the government has been talking about spending, what is it, $400,000?
Yes, $400,000.
On a peak body, but unspecified as
Correct.
To which it is. Is this making the assumption that also is going to be that body?
I would be asking that on Tuesday night, unless they've got some other pots of gold as well. I may be treating them harshly there, but Jason, of course, will know the answer to that when you interview him shortly.
I hope so, yes. A message here from the previous questioner. It's down about 680,000 from statements sent out this week. That's the pot that's in there in the...
Well, I thank the reader who's got that information. It'd be nice if I'd had it too.
Well, obviously we're going to have a few questions for Jason later on, and I'm sure he will have some answers for us. In the meantime, what's your next move? The meeting is on Tuesday, so you're going to be raising these issues on Tuesday?
Well, most certainly I would. I hope that all you people out there that haven't voted, vote for Jeff Richards and Jim Whitten and Bob Morris in the Also Care Committee, and Bob Morris is also standing in the Foundation. That's only the start. We really need to separate the two and not have common directors. It's like a trusteeship, and that's what's happened. No one is monitoring the fox who's in the chicken coop.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, the old thing about who guards the guardians.
Yes,
we don't have guardians in
this
situation.
There was supposed to be this gift fund and report, but there's not for the bequests. I believe we ought to place those bequests back. They should be the board should take a cold shower, accept that they've done wrong in the way they've done it, and recreate the fund there. And then there's $1 million over the time. You could use the income from it. You can't at the moment because they've stolen that income. They've actually taken that away. Then they double dip with the management charges.
Yeah, but I think we ought to stress there's nothing illegal in any of
this. No, it's creative accounting's the word for it. Doug?
I think a lot of community associations work on that basis because they wouldn't have anything if they didn't. But anyway, I think you're going to have an interesting meeting on Tuesday.
Yes, if past performance will be patronised again. So it means that you've got to then turn to call a special meeting and a spill of the board. And I fancy you won't need to get too much to worry about there. If they haven't got their 900,000, surely the board would march then.
Well, they always say, may you live in interesting times. It sounds like you're having some very interesting times at the Also Foundation. Jeff, thank you very much for coming in today. Have you found somewhere for your partner?
Yes. No thanks to Also, but it did take a search. It's difficult to find somewhere that's amenable, plus take his dog. So now the dog is taking Harry off to his retirement village in a short time.
May I be rude and ask you how old you are?
I hit 73 now, Doug. And
your partner's a good deal older, isn't he?
Not partner, but friend, business partner. We've shared over the years in many activities.
Yes.
And he's
83. Right.
Or coming up to 83.
So it's about time you saw something out of Also.
I would hope so, Doug.
I would hope so too. I'm only 60. I'm a spring chicken next to you, but I'll be keeping my eye on what they do.
Well, if you don't have any luck with Also Care, ring Jeffrey. We've found it all out now.
All right.
Thank you, Doug.
Jeff Richards.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you very much for joining us today. That was Jeff Richards there talking about the troubles at the Also Foundation.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.